USA Radio News.
Rescuers in Indonesia are using heavy machinery in their hands to search for survivors as the nation copes with a tsunami which reportedly killed over 300 people. Nearly 12,000 coastal residents were forced to evacuate and around 1,000 people are injured. The partial government shutdown will go on until at least Thursday. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
No palm trees, Florida sunshine, or ocean breezes for President Trump this Christmas, as he will be staying in Washington, D.C., working during the partial government shutdown. The president refusing to cave on his campaign promise to build a border wall. Here's the president in a recorded White House message.
The only thing that's going to stop that is great border security with a wall.
LeBron James is in hot water over what some are considering an anti-Semitic post he made on Instagram. James did apologize to anyone he said he may have offended. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Well, it is Christmas Eve, and millions of Americans still haven't finished their Christmas shopping, but retailers are ready to help. The National Retail Federation estimates over 22 million people still need to shop today, and there are a lot of stores still open. Amazon is offering same-day Christmas Eve delivery for Prime members in over 10,000 cities and towns, so check that out as well. The holidays can be a stressful time of year for many folks. Dr. Oz tells Fox News, though, sometimes it's better to be present than give presents.
80% of Americans actually want to spend time with people that they love. That's what the holidays are all about. The best thing you can give is time. It's not about money.
Yep.
So make sure you carve a little bit of that. You know, I used to do these things for Habitat for Humanity. I don't know if you know this, but when they build you a house because you didn't have any money, they'd put a wooden little house piggy bank in there. And I asked the founder once why he did that. And he said, because people who are being helped have the right to give also. The most valuable thing we have as humans is the ability to give to each other. It's always defined who we are as a species, and it allows us to live longer. So don't give up on that. It's the whole purpose of the holidays.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show, War Now, airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The flu season runs now until May in most parts of the country, and the flu still kills over 30,000 people each year in the United States, although the disease does remain largely mysterious. I had a chance to catch up with Dr. Jeremy Brown. He's author of a new book titled Influenza, The 100-Year Hunt to Cure the Deadliest Disease in History, and I asked him, what is the difference between the flu and your common cold?
Ask yourself, when you come down with the symptoms of achiness and chills, sometimes runny nose, extreme fatigue and a fever, ask yourself the following question: have you been hit by a truck? If the answer is yes, then you don't have the flu. But if the answer is no, you haven't been hit by a truck and you have all that stuff, then you likely have the flu, which can sometimes feel like like you may have been hit by a truck. So it's very difficult in a clinical setting to tell somebody you certainly have the flu and you certainly don't have the flu. You have a different virus. Most times when a patient goes to their doctor with symptoms of what sounds like the flu, the doctor will take a history and exam and that examination, and she will often say, yes, I agree, you most likely have the flu, and this is what you need to do. It's in rare instances that we need to actually swab a patient to know with certainty. So if it's not the flu, but you have, a cold and you don't have a fever or you don't have those aches, then it's a different virus and probably not the flu.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.